Let's turn to God's word. We find ourselves in the 10th of Isaiah, still. I just want to consider the theme of verses 24 through to 27. Isaiah chapter 10, from verse 24. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, O my people, who dwell in Zion, do not be afraid of the Assyrian. He shall strike you with a rod and lift up his staff against you in the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and the indignation will cease, as will my anger in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts will stir up a scourge for him, like the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. As his rod was on the sea, so will he lift it up in the manner of Egypt. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Amen. The Lord's tone has changed somewhat. Previously, the Assyrians are God's judgment upon Israel, and they remain so. And yet the Lord speaks here with a peculiar softness we may not have had previously. Because even when he is judging his people, he has compassion upon them. Although he is righteous and pure and cannot abide to look upon evil, yet he is love itself. And he is entirely compassionate. And the message of verse 24, we know who it's addressed to. My people who dwell in Zion. These are the people who are subject to the hordes of Assyria, who are going to be rebuked because of their idolatry and their trusting in foreign governments rather than the Lord their God. Oh, my people who dwell in Zion, do not be afraid of the Assyrian. Now, the Assyrians had a habit of destroying wherever they went. And the Lord is not relenting as such. The Assyrian will still come. Indeed, he will strike you with a rod and lift up his staff against you. The Lord does not change his mind. If he changed his mind about this, perhaps it was not just to begin with. It is a just desert for their idolatry. And yet, he says, do not be afraid of the Assyrian. Though he will strike you, though he will lift up his staff to deliver that final blow, it will not happen. And the last time we looked at the passage, Assyria herself was reserved for judgment. She was a useful, unwitting tool or stooge for a while, but the Lord has reserved her for judgment as well. He says in verse 25, for yet a very little while, and the indignation will cease, as will my anger in their destruction. The liberty this empire is being given to rebuke and humble the nations of the Middle East is limited. They are on a relatively short leash, and they will be brought back to heel. The Lord's anger will not last forever. He is compassionate and kind, and he wills his people here to return to him. He does not will their utter destruction. The Lord Almighty, the Lord of hosts or armies, will stir up a scourge for him, like the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. A Midian king, called Oreb, was destroyed at the rock of Oreb. How appropriate is that? And the Lord often raised up Midian to rebuke Israel at the time of Gideon. And Midian was herself rebuked. Likewise, Egypt was herself rebuked. And these nations that God will occasionally raise up to chastise his people are themselves reserved for judgment. It happened to Midian, it happened to Egypt, it will happen, and it did happen to Assyria. So although the Lord's people are to bear that chastisement, there is a hope and a future waiting for them all the same. And finally, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder. Assyria was a burden on Israel's shoulder. It required tribute, it required obedience, it required fealty from one king to the other. And the burden imposed upon Israel will not be an eternal burden. His yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed. Assyria is a very powerful nation, but the Lord has revealed to Isaiah, its days are numbered. And so with every great kingdom and great empire that has ever been, its days are always numbered. Where's the British Empire now? Nowhere. Where's the Roman Empire? The Babylonian Empire? The French Empire? And there are nations now on the up. There are nations now which are going to dominate this century even more than they do already. Their days too are numbered. Because only one kingdom, only one empire will cover the entire earth, and Daniel beheld it from afar, and that's the kingdom of Christ. All the others are nothing but pale imitations and cheap replicas. But look at that final clause. The yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. What? How will Assyria be destroyed because of some anointing oil? Well, it's a strange passage to interpret. What I would say, though, is that I think that the yoke here is not just referring to Assyria. Assyria fell, and then the Lord raised up Babylon, and then Babylonia fell. I think the yoke now might be spoken of in general terms. A yoke is how you might, you know, harness oxen to a cart. You get it to work. The day is coming when the people of God are going to be freed and liberated. Not just from foreign empires and foreign domination. There is a domination of the heart that is far worse than anything Sennacherib or Ashurbanipal or Tiglath-Pileser could have imposed. It's called iniquity. It's called the fallenness of our heart. It's called sin. And that's a far harsher taskmaster than any of those Assyrian kings. It's far more degrading than anything they could impose. It's far more expensive than any tribute being sent off to Nineveh. And yet, is it not by the anointing oil of the Anointed One that we are liberated and set free? There's always a danger of reading too much into an ancient prophecy, but I do believe here Isaiah once again is given a glimpse of the Messiah, the Anointed One. Somehow anointing oil is going to be the cause of Israel's freedom from oppression and the greatest liberator there has ever been is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And we are, this evening, for having trusted in him, we are a free people. Yes, the Lord will chastise. Yes, the Lord will rebuke. But there's always hope, because it's born from compassion. And the hope ultimately is fulfilled, not in the fall of Nineveh, but the coming of the Messiah. Mm-hmm.